Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters Spiritual Talk Healing Done Right. Spiritual growth, 12-step indigo meditation, and much, much more. Hosted by Duchess and Jules.
Hey everybody, this is Duchess. I'm here. It's time for Inside Matters. Oh. And we got a pretty nice show out here for you. And we hope you're listening to us, and we hope you're hanging out there. We want to thank our Creator for blessing us with another wonderful, wonderful, wonderful warm day, considering the weather that we've had the last couple of weeks. And so this is considered a heat wave here in Virginia. I hear Duchess is, well, not Duchess, I'm Duchess. I heard Jules was having some challenges in North Carolina, so we've got her on the air. Let's see what we're going to do and how we're going to hang today. Hey, Jules.
Hey, Duchess. How you doing?
I'm okay.
This is Jules, and yes, I've been having some challenges here in North Carolina. That's why I moved out of the north, and y'all just send it right on down, didn't y'all? Just sent it right on down. That's why we're having our show today, because of the challenges, not that I'm having, but maybe the challenges that our listeners may be having. And we have a very, very important show for everyone. So I hope our listening audience will chime in to us like they do almost every other Sunday. Our number is 347-324-3030, and please press that number 1 so we can hear what you have to bring to the table, because like Duchess always says, it's not all about us, it's about you out there, and we couldn't have a show without our listeners. So I will tell you my challenge when we begin our show, and that's how we're going to go back and forth, me and Duchess, is we're just going to have a conversation. So go ahead, Duchess.
Well, like you said, Jules, this show is really not about us. It's about everyone that's listening to us, because what we do is we share some of our experiences so that we can let everyone know that we have these challenges and we identify with them, and we hope that they'll identify with us and share with us some of the ways you have overcome what you're going through, because that helps us also. You know, Jules, you're always saying it is what it is, and this is often a declaration of displeasure. You know, a lot of people say it is what it is, and they mean that they're really annoyed by what it is. It's really of a statement that it is what it is and you are accepting it. So a lot of times people, when they say it is what it is, they're in a victim mode. They feel like they're a victim, and as opposed to looking at it is what it is as an opportunity to move forward or to find something within that challenge that they can improve upon. And knowing what is, that's the easy part. Knowing what
right.
what it is, that's the easy part. But feeling okay about what it is and turning our focus to what we can do instead of what we can't is what this show is going to be all about. What can we do with what it is?
Right.
And how can we accept what we can't do because of what it is? But,
right.
Okay, so we're going to do some focusing on what we can do with what it is to live life on life's terms. And when we find something to be unacceptable, how are we going to accept it? You know?
Mm-hmm.
One way is to acknowledge that we are powerless to change it. I mean, if it is what it is, then we're powerless at this particular moment to change what's going on. And we don't need to feel hopeless about it or helpless, but simply, you know, understand that it's something that's totally out of our control.
Well, you know what, Duchess?
You wanna...
Yeah, it took me a long time to accept it is what it is. A lot of people out there was, you know, saying it is what it is, it is what it is. And like you said, it was always in a negative term. And I remember a while back ago you introduced me to Neil Donald Walsh and his book, you know, If When Everything Changes, Change Everything. And I used to tell people, what do you mean it is what it is? If it's so bad, then change it. You know, you don't have to be in that negativity. Change it. Be positive. And then, you know, like a couple of days ago, I was watching the news, and Atlanta was stuck in that horrible snowstorm. And then 2 days ago, I was too. And I was calling you on the phone, and I was just like, oh, my gosh, I'm stuck in this snowstorm. And that's when I had to sit back and say, well, it is what it is. And you told me, you said, do you have a book? Yep. And you said, okay. I parked that car, and I read that book, and I had to say, it is what it is. And I had to go into that positive situation. Well, it was a negative situation, but I made it into a positive, and I read me a book. And I didn't get home for 7 hours. I was only 33 minutes away, Duchess. I got home 7 hours later.
Wow.
It was what it was, and I made it a happy situation.
I was thinking those same words just before you said it. It was what it was. You know, but just because it's not how we want it to be, maybe it is how it is supposed to be. And a lot of people are saying to themselves, well, you know, I'm very sick. You know, so what are you saying? It is what it is, and this is how it's supposed to be. You know, and so those are challenges that we hope people will share with us. One of the things that where this living life on life's terms came from, well, I don't know how long it's been out there, but I know a lot of recovery groups use the term living life on life's terms, and I don't know if it originated with the AA program, but it said there a lot, and there was something that I found in the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. Now, this is on their page 417, and it says, and acceptance is the answer to all my problems today. When I am disturbed, it is because I find some person, place, thing, or situation, some fact of my life, unacceptable to me, and I can find no serenity until I accept that person, place, thing, or situation as being exactly the way it is supposed to be at this particular moment. Unless I accept life completely on life's terms, I cannot be happy. I need to concentrate not so much on what needs to be changed in the world as what needs to be changed in me and in my attitudes. Now,
that's deep.
It is. It's extremely deep. I was able to put that in perspective to something that happened to me recently in the snow or surrounding this issue with, you know, this big snow, where it says, when I am disturbed, it is because I find some person. How about my neighbor? Some place. How about your job? Some thing. Mm-hmm. How about the snow? How about situation? How about the fact that you've got to shovel the snow? Now, the example that I came up with my neighbor, okay? I was standing between landings, my neighbor's landing and my landing, looking out the window out at the snow. And I was watching my neighbor, who was parked right next to me. Now, he was backed into the parking space up against the fence, and I was backed forward. He was backed. He had his back. He was backed in. And I was forward, and there I was watching him shovel the front of his car out, so he could get out of his parking space. But he was dumping all the snow in back of my car. So I'm standing there watching this while I'm doing my laundry, And I guess I could have gotten, like, really angry, ran out there, wanted, you know, scream and all. But I stood there and I watched it. Then I watched him try to roll his car out forward, but it kept sliding and slipping. And, you know, I'm watching this. So his son came out of the house. I said, you know, tell your father this is how you drive over snow. You know, and I told his son what to tell his father. I said, and somehow I don't think it's very nice and put that snow behind my car. So I don't know if his son told him that. But I'm standing here watching as the man comes into the building and he passes my landing, comes up on the landing between us, and what he does is I look at him. I turn around, I look at him, and I said, that wasn't a very nice thing you did. And then I beckoned him to look out the window. I said, is that all your snow piled up on top of the snow? Now, we have 15 inches of snow. So that means if he's piling his snow on top of the 15 that's behind me, mm-hmm. I got a mess to clean. Oh, well, he was really embarrassed, and he went outside, and he fixed it. Now, right. That's when I am disturbed. It is because of some person, my neighbor. But I accepted what he was doing, and I called it to his attention. Mm-hmm. Or I can't, something is disturbing me. Something. Or someplace. How about your job? I have these drivers at UPS that we went in Friday. They were closed on Thursday, and these drivers, they're coming in, and, you know, one or two of them coming in all grumpy and everything. Yeah, and I had to shovel out my driveway, an 8-foot driveway, and then I got to come in here, and then they want to work me. Now, it's 11 o'clock at night. Now, I'm standing here waiting for you to come in so I can do my job for you. You know, so So I looked at the driver and I said, whoa, wait a minute. You know, when you applied for this job and you got this job, did you not anticipate there would be a snowstorm or two? You're living in Virginia. And he just looked at me. I said, Ann, tell me something. When you bought that house that you're living in, just before you purchased that house, did you not notice that you had an 8-foot driveway? And did you not think that maybe you might have to shovel this thing out if it ever snowed? You know, so, I mean, we have to, go ahead.
Duchess.
Go ahead, Jewel.
People don't think, they don't think of that. Not when it's the summertime and they have to do this stuff, you know. They just think of, ooh, fancy. You know what I'm saying? They don't think about that.
Absolutely.
But
right.
Go ahead.
Somebody out there that really needs a job, you know. And if you're going to complain about your job when it snows and how long, well, we were closed on Thursday. So, of course, you got double work now. You got 2 days' worth of work. And there are people out there that may be waiting for their medication. Do you not think that it is what it is for them too? You know?
Right.
So a lot of times people don't think about what's going on in their space. Now, that's the situation, his 8-foot driveway and the snow. I mean, this is part of creation. Oh, well, we may not appreciate it, but it definitely is needed for something. So this is part of what we're going to have to accept. So unless I can accept life completely on life's terms, I cannot be happy. I need to concentrate not so much on what needs to be changed in the world as what needs to be changed in me and in my attitude. It's our attitudes that get us.
That's what I like. I like the fact that you said it needs to be changed in you, because one, you can't change nobody else or nothing else but yourself in that situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had 2 days off because of the snow, and I was supposed to have 2 days off after the snow, but the mother calls me up and says, you know, because we had 2 days because of the snow, can you watch my baby on the weekend? So I'm thinking, oh my goodness, I was supposed to have this show. Is she going to mess up my show? I don't know. This and that. The baby's sleeping. So I took the negative. It's a positive. The universe has put the baby down. She is still sleeping. I am doing my show. This is a positive situation. What did I do in myself that if she wakes up, it's all taken care of. I got her snacks off to the side. I got her diapers laying down. I got her juice. I got my computer. I got everything waiting for her. So if she wakes up, the baby will be happy because
right.
she's a baby.
You're prepared for it.
Yes,
I am. One more thing I want to mention about the snow and the driver that night. What he didn't realize is that I live in an apartment complex. Now, I'm coming home 11, 12 o'clock at night. Nobody's coming home in my apartment complex that I know of that time of the night with me. And where am I going to park? I get to my apartment complex, and wow, lo and behold, the parking space that I had shoveled myself out of, well, somebody has, like, so nicely occupied it. So now it's 11, 12 o'clock at night. I need a place to park. I got buildings out here from A through M. I live in M. I had to park all the way down by I. Walk up. But the blessing is I drive an Outback. I had to pull my all-wheel drive on top of a mound of snow and make my own parking space. But I didn't get bent out of it. I was a little annoyed when I got there and I saw that I didn't have any place to park. But, hey, the blessing was, hey, you got an Outback. Nicely roll on top of this mound of snow right here that nobody else wants as a parking space. And I parked my car and I got out of my car. And although I was further down from my building than I really wished to be, I was very happy that I had an Outback and I could just pile up on it. And I came home. So there is so much. There are times when it's our own attitude that affects what goes on in our world and in our space, you know?
Right.
Okay. If we stretch our imagination and add, to attitude.
Do that again.
It comes out
do grass. That again. You are so silly. We don't want to do that.
You add to attitude, it comes out gratitude. All right?
Right.
I saw that on a website somewhere. I thought I'd share that with y'all.
Thank you.
That was so creative. The attitude.
You.
It comes up gratitude. I need to stop it, huh?
It's okay.
We get
the
in
callers
the
will call in. They'll call in and they'll
tell
appreciate
me
that gratitude. Yes, 347-324-3030. Press
you
that
bad.
Number one. You can say gratitude with her. Go ahead. Duchess.
You need to stop. Okay, we can get in our own way when we choose to blame others or wallow in self-pity or focus our energy on what we cannot do. When we do this, we get stressed out, we can get depressed, we get anxious, we have heart palpitations, we have anxiety attacks, like, oh, my God, what is this? Oh, I can't, and why did this happen? We can get,
that is energy wasted.
Energy. Energy wasted over something that is.
What it is.
Over something we cannot change. What you say?
No. It is what it is. I said, you can't change it. Go ahead. You can't.
So there was this author, I think his name, I don't even know how to pronounce this man's name. His name is Robert Fulghum, G-H-U-M, Fulghum.
Uh-huh.
And he wrote this book. And the book, the title is All I Really Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten. Okay? Well, he argues, I'm serious. His argument is that if you don't have food to eat or a place to live, then you have a problem. And he says in his book, everything else is an inconvenience. Okay? Now, of course, that's up for discussion, that if you don't have food to eat or a place to live, you have a problem. Everything else in life is an inconvenience. And, of course, we got people out there listening. They might say, well, I choose to challenge that one,
Okay. We can hear it.
Ooh, I'm not challenging. I want them to challenge it. Come on, call
well,
in.
Well, that's what I said. We can – that's fine. I mean, they can call in. They can put their input, opinion, and that's what we're here for, discussion.
Absolutely.
We're not challenging. We're just discussing.
No, we're not. We can't challenge. We're just sharing our experiences, you know. There's another saying that people are always talking about. The saying is, most folks really are about as happy as they make their minds up to be. So that's, once again, with putting it back, the onus back on us, the individual self and our attitudes, okay? So perhaps you face some horrible injustice. At this, we can either be victims, stuck in that horrible injustice, or we can look for an opportunity in that injustice and grow. Now, we haven't gotten to the health issues yet. We're talking about, you know, just everyday occurrences, and I got a good one. I got a good injustice, Jules. You ready?
To me. Yes, go
this
ahead.
This happened to me about 7 years ago. I was visiting my mother in New York, and it was February. I remember it was my birthday. Oh, yeah, I got a birthday, Jules. It was February. It was my birthday. And I got a call from my bank. Little old me gets a call from the vice president of my bank in Virginia. And she wanted to inform me that my accounts had been frozen. I feel like a big executive or something, somebody with a whole bunch of money. What do you mean my accounts have been frozen? And she said, well, they have. She said, Citibank froze my account. So I want you to know, don't write any checks, because any checks you write, they'll start bouncing on you because you don't have access to your account, your savings account, or your checking account anymore. I was livid. How dare they do this? I was paying the Citibank, and, you know, I mean, I didn't understand why they did this to me, you know, and I was, like, very upset. But, of course, I had a net way to get back home to Virginia. And then I thought about it. Wow. This is cool. Well, it wasn't a good thing cool, but what was cool was the light in the darkness, what the silver lining in the cloud. Number one, all my checks on my checking account had cleared before this freeze came. The only check that bounced was my cleaner's bill, and I was able to give them that $45. The other silver lining in that cloud was I did not have direct deposit because my accounts were frozen from February until April. They would have gotten every single paycheck that was deposited, direct deposited in my account, and they would have snatched it. And I would not have had any money to pay rent, buy food, buy gas to get back and forth. I wouldn't have had any money. So I was able to pick up my paycheck at the end of my work week. I was able to cash it and get money orders to pay my bill. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm letting you know that even in that and the money that they took out of my savings account, I just chalked that up to them getting paid some money that I owed them. And when I called them and asked them why did they do that, the lady told me because we could. Nasty.
No, she
didn't. Because we could do it. Yes, she did, because we could. I said, but I was sending you a payment every month. She said, well, we didn't feel that was enough.
You see how they are? Because they're in a big, you know what I'm saying? You're big stature.
Absolutely.
You're just going to come down on the little people type thing. Wow.
Okay, but the little person owed them the money. Okay, so, we don't want to blame them. The way they did it was totally uncalled for, but we're not about to blame people, places, and things. Remember this, Jules. This is not a show about blaming them coming down on little people. This is a show about how the little people who have gotten themselves into a little hole can work around it making them miserable. Okay? So, not that I live a Pollyanna type of life. You know who Pollyanna is, Chu?
Let me think about it. No, why don't you share that one with me?
Pollyanna is the storybook character where she sees everything. She can find the good in anything that you could think of that would be bad. A friend of mine shared the term Pollyanna effect with me today. And I'm not one of those Pollyanna type of – Pollyanna is a little girl. If she got crutches under her tree by accident for Christmas, and she got a pair of crutches under her tree for Christmas, somebody would say, well, Pollyanna, you know, let me see you find the good in that, you know. And she'll say something like, well, the good in that is I don't need them. But maybe we can find the person who does. You know, so there's a lot to this magical stuff called acceptance and gratitude. Okay. They say acceptance is always optional, and so too is making sense of life's lessons. We are always faced with lessons upon lessons upon lessons, and we can learn to live in the present without regret, with as little resentment as possible. And this keeps us on a learning curve instead of falling into depression or anxiety.
Duchess,
when we don't learn the lesson, yep.
Sorry, hold your spot right there. The baby's father is on the way, so I'm going to leave this talk to you, and I'll let you know when I come back. Okay, sweetie?
Okay, you go ahead and do
all
what
right.
you have to do.
All right, I'll
okay,
be right
so-
back.
All right, so like I was saying is this can keep us on a learning curve when we take the lessons that are meant for us to obtain in these challenges that come through. And there are so many times that we could have avoided the challenge. You ever find a person who does the same exact thing over and over and over again? I mean, it's almost like clockwork. You see them doing their life repeatedly the same way. I had a friend that was in a relationship, and they lived in this apartment. And this friend not only lived in this apartment complex, but this was a friend that used to love to, how do you say, cut coupons out of the magazine to get their groceries at a discounted rate. And they happen to have problems in their relationship, and their relationship ended. And what happened was they turned around and immediately jumped into another relationship. Now, the uncanny thing about these two different relationships was that
Mommy,
they
mommy.
Moved into an apartment, new relationship, that looked almost identical to the apartment complex that they used to live in with the old relationship. And rather than cutting coupons out of a newspaper, what did they do? They collected coins. Now, this sounds really weird, but from a distance, you could see not only had the names and faces changed, but their game was still the same. And it was amazing to see how people can move from one situation into another situation with totally different characters, you know, playing on the stage of life, but they're doing the same thing with these new characters. So we need to pay attention. We need to pay attention with our life. We need to pay attention to what's going on. I woke up today and I said to myself, you know, I should have done this last week when I was off. You know what? I need to pay more attention. I need to pay better attention to my life. And that's what we need to do. When we don't learn the lessons, they get a little more painful each time. Let's talk about this caterpillar. Everybody looks at the caterpillar and the caterpillar. Just when the caterpillar thought the world was over, voila, it becomes a butterfly. And that can happen to us in our lives as well. Just as we think the world is coming to an end, what happens? It's springtime. So pay attention. Just seeing what you have been doing over and over again, like I said, the names and faces may change, but the game may still be the same, and it's time to get it. Yes, be much get it this time around. Maya Angelou had a statement that I saw on the internet just the other day while I was planning for this show. Maya Angelou's statement was basically, I did then what I knew to do. Now that I know better, I do better. This is so cool. Now, we know this is not a show about recovery, but I'm going to tell you, the Big Book has some wonderful, wonderful, wonderful slogans, and it has some wonderful words of wisdom in it. And I want to share one more before we move on to some other things. And one of the sayings or one of the quotes from the Big Book was on page 448, and this takes some thinking about. We have to think about it. Like I said, this is not a recovery show, but some of these things are words of wisdom that we can take home with us. And it talks about acceptance. Acceptance is the answer to all my problems today. When I'm disturbed, it is because I find some person, place, or thing, or situation, some fact of my life unacceptable to me, and I can find no serenity until I accept that person, place, or thing. So, fill in the blank. Until you can accept blank, cannot move forward towards blank. What is it you're having a hard time accepting? What is it that's causing challenges for you in your space at this particular time? What is it that you can't accept within life so completely on life's terms that's keeping you from being happy? And we don't need to concentrate so much on what needs to be changed in the world as much as how what needs to be changed in ourselves and in our attitudes. How can you accept things that you don't like? And there are many people that say, and nothing happens in God's world by mistake. But what if you don't believe in God? Suppose you don't believe in God. Suppose I don't believe in God. Does that mean both for me? Well, Jules and I always use the term good orderly direction for the spelling of G-O-D. You can change that to spirit. You can change that to Buddha. You can change that to Allah. You can change that to good orderly direction. And all of us need some good, orderly direction at some point in our day, some point in our life, some point in our growing up, some point in our experience, even if that good, orderly direction comes from a neighbor, a friend, a family member. Most anyone can identify with the term and work towards living life on life's terms, simply meaning acceptance, or a method of rolling with the punches. It means accepting that something didn't go as planned and choosing to move forward through the setback or the disappointment or the frustration. It did not mean rolling over and playing dead or thinking that everything was beyond one's control. We cannot control everything that happens. But I can control how I react to the situation that happened.
Wow.
How can I do that? By staying in the moment. Staying in the moment also helps us cope with fears, those fears of the unknown. And when we stay in the moment, Jules, I'm glad you're back.
I am back. I was listening, though.
So, you know, staying in the moment keeps us from thinking about, oh, Lord, I'm in this situation today and tomorrow, and blah, 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 blah. Okay, whoa. I have this woman at my job. She's amazing. Every time I see her, she'll say, hey, oh, my goodness, I came into this building, and it was colder in the warehouse than it is outside. And, oh,
I don't know what I'm going to do. And like, do you feel that way too? And I look at her. I had to tell her the other day, would you stop trying to bring your stuff to me? And she does it every single day. Whatever is going wrong with her, she's like, doesn't that happen to you too? No, it doesn't. And I don't want it to happen to me too. You know? So you have some people that want to share that negativity with you. They got it. They just want to just let you have a piece of it.
Right.
No,
and once they bring it to you, Duchess, your mind, it starts to think, and then you're like, I never thought that way before. And now that you're thinking it, it starts accumulating or it starts to vibe with you, and then it's like, oh, I do feel that cold.
Right.
Where are you coming from?
No, yes. I feel warm. I got on 7 layers of clothes. I don't feel what you feel. And in my mind, I want to say, now, if you're really feeling cold, you really need to put some more clothes on. No, I don't feel that way. Whew. So we got to stay in the moment so that we don't get this fear of what's going to happen next, And when change happens and we do something, instead of sulking because we are not where we want to be or where we were, I have some stuff that I do for that. I remember I might buy a whole big box of thank you cards. You ever buy some thank
mm-hmm.
you cards? Buy some thank you cards. And when you're feeling low and you're feeling like the world has got you over a barrel, you can sit down, take out those thank you cards, and think of people who have done nice things to you in the past that you remember. I sent thank you cards one time all the way back to people I knew like 15 years ago, and I said, remember the time when we did this and we worked on this project together? That was so cool how that evolved for us. And they wrote me back like, wow, you remember that? I remember that was a good – I'm so glad you got in touch. Do that. Send people some thank you cards. I don't care if it's 20 years ago. You don't know how many people are out there just waiting for you to send them a token card of gratitude and thanks for the time that they made you happy or the time you did something with them that brought some joy into their life or you accomplished something together. Memories.
Right.
Okay?
Duchess, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
You sent me an email, and I feel that you need to share it. You sent me an email, and you had three names on this email. And you said the first person on this email, I think it was like take the first letter of their name and put something nice behind it and then move it on up. Can you explain that email? Because that person sent me, I don't even know this person, but they took the first name or they took my first name and they sent it back to me and said, you know what, Jules, you are more precious than your name will ever mean to me. And I was just like, wow, that made me feel so good. go ahead.
Someone sent that to me also. Now, what it was, it was a chain letter of sorts. And it was just a sincere chain letter of spiritual niceness that you could pass on, or just any old thing, a quote that came to mind that you could pass on. And you only had to send it out to one person. And, you know, you mail, you take, it was sent to me. I had to send the quote to the person at the top of the list. It was only two names there. I sent it to the next person, and then what I did was I moved the other person's name up and put my name underneath theirs. Then I sent it out to maybe 10 people. Now, my quote, just the name, the two names, with mine as the second name under. So, yeah, that was a nice little thing. I got a couple of quotes that just touched my heart. And it made my heart sing, even from a strange person. And I wish you had let me know that you were going to, share that. Then I would have shared some of the little things that I got.
You was talking about what you was talking about. And it's like, you know, I love you more now than I did yesterday. And that was something that came to my head. And, Duchess, I'm sending that to you. because you know what I do? I love you more now than I did yesterday. And everybody should call in right now, 347-324-3030. Press the number 1 and let's discuss, you know, let's discuss living life on life's terms, because I know that there are things out there that you might want to share with Duchess and I, and Duchess is doing a very good job on her discussion today, and I think we should hear from our listeners. I see some listeners out there, so come on. I'm pushing it, Duchess, because you're doing
well. You know what? Shame on you, because you know I can't sing, but what you just said calls to mind a song that I really love, and it's called "But I'll Love You More Today Than Yesterday, But Not As Much As Tomorrow." Every day's a new day. Yeah, that was a song. Yeah, and that was one of my favorite songs.
Wow.
I'll sing it to you when we get off the air.
Okay.
I don't want to hurt anybody.
Okay.
So, right. Here we go. There are some other ways that we can focus ourselves into the moment when we're feeling down and things are not going well for us. I had another friend one time, she gave me this book to journal in, and she asked me, I was very sick at the time, and I had to have surgery, and it was a whole full-scale colon resection. And she sat me down one day, and she said, Yolanda, with this illness, you're going to have to decide whether you want to live or you want to die. And that was really harsh. But this is a woman who was talking to me who still is walking around with a brain aneurysm that she can just go anytime. And this was 7 years ago. And she said, you just have to decide if you want to live or you want to die. And she gave me a journal. And she told me, the journal basically said, that every day when I opened up my eyes, if I want to live, then I needed to think of 5 things to be grateful for. 5 things to be grateful for. And there were times when I would wake up in the morning and the only thing that I could think of to be grateful for was that I had a clean bra because I hadn't done my laundry yet. And thank goodness, I was grateful for that. I mean, so I would wake up every morning and I would pull things, different things to be grateful for. And it works. It works. It brings you back into that mode of gratitude. You know, you don't feel so much like solitude. You don't feel so much like you're all alone because you know that you're being grateful. You're grateful. Mm-hmm. And then there was the time that I lived in the screened-in porch, and I heard all this racket outside my door, and it was like, oh, my God, in the February. Everything happens to me in February. And I knew there shouldn't be any birds out there. It wasn't springtime yet, so why I hear all these birds? And when I opened up my door that opened up onto a screened-in porch, I see that one sparrow had gotten caught, and the whole sparrow family, the whole community was on the other side of the screen chirping and going crazy because, you know, the little one was trapped on my side, and I was so afraid I was going to come home from work and find a dead bird laying there on the porch. And I kept saying to myself, I got to find a way to get this bird back on the other side with the rest of the family. And there was one that kept coming to the screen that might have been its mate, you know, husband, wife, or whatever. And finally, I thought of breadcrumbs. So I put breadcrumbs down on the porch leading out to the drain hole that would lead out to everybody else, the outside, off the porch. And I stood there saying, trying to mentally say, find the bread. And the little bird didn't find the bread, kept flying crazy. And I went in the house, and I had to get dressed. And all of a sudden, after a while, it was quiet. I opened up the door, and I was half expected to find the dead bird. And I found the breadcrumbs gone. And I said to myself, wow, is that how my Creator does me? I mean, if I just look for the breadcrumbs, rather than getting all frantic and excited and scared and bent out of shape and anxiety and all of this, if I just find some, just calm down, just breathe, it will be revealed to you your way out of this dilemma. And we usually find it. It comes, or it passes, and we've come through it, you know?
Right.
So I don't mean to Pollyanna-ize everybody with, you know, this silver lining in every cloud and Pollyanna and that kind of thing, or the Muslims in the Quran, they say, verily in darkness there is light, but we've got to look for it. We've got to know that it's there. And we've got to be patient, or we've got to see. It will come. So, Jules, there's a couple of books. You didn't leave me, did you?
No, I'm listening to what you have to say. I'm gonna say some things after you're finished, and I'm listening because this is something that a lot of people. Probably going through as we talk, and I feel like they are feeling or they understand what you went through.
Right.
Back then. And they see.
There's,
you chose to live because
of,
you're talking.
There's a couple of books. There's just a couple of them, you know, that help us, you know, get through these things. And, of course, there's always these self-help books. And I don't feel like reading books all the time. Sometimes I just want to talk to people and hear what their experiences was and how they came through things and how they did it. There is, what's his name, Zig Ziglar. He wrote the book Embracing the Struggle. Then you mentioned Neil Donald Walsh, When Everything Changes, Change Everything. Then there's an oldie but goodie, Yana Van Zandt, The Value in the Valley. And then my favorite one is the Tao of Pu, the T-A-O, which means the way, the Tao, but pronounced with a D, the Tao of Pu. That's a good one. And don't forget the movie The Secret.
Mm-hmm.
And near the end of that movie, there is a woman with cancer. And she did visualization. And I neglected to mention that when we talked about meditation the last show. A lot of people have used visualization to sit and go inside and mentally find the source of their illness and mentally healed it. Just through the healing energy there. And even if it didn't heal that spot, sometimes it's good to make yourself healthy. You become healthy inside. And
right.
The rest of you becomes healthy while the sick part of you goes through the surgery, you know? So
right.
By making the rest of you healthy, you are a step ahead of somebody who has let their physical health deteriorate secondary the problem that their body is going through.
I understand. Duchess, I have a caller. That's waiting, and I wanted to know if you would like to send them to right now.
Sure. Let's
okay.
Have a caller.
Hold on. Okay, caller, can you tell me your first name and where you're calling from?
My first name is Miss E, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Okay, Miss E. Go ahead.
I'm calling on your topic today about living life on life's terms, even when it sucks. Well, I've been there, did that, so it doesn't suck anymore because what happened is I've learned to love me, love life, love the Creator, and love what comes my way. Every morning I get up, I say, thank you, God, for another day. Just get me through it.
Mm.
Every night I lay down, I said, thank you, God, for friends and family, the true friends and family that you placed in my life. And most of all, I thank you for friends, true friends, that love you unconditionally, no matter what. So
wow.
my experiences have been that every day I wake up, I say, okay, God, you gave me another day. Now, what am I going to do with it? And some days I don't even want to get out of bed mentally. But I say, get started and do something for something do you. God gave you this day, do something with it. So I go out walking, swimming, running, whatever. Go to the movies. I treat myself good. I go out and eat by myself. I go to the movie by myself if I choose to. Because just because you have a significant other or husband in your life does not mean that they can do what you do.
Right.
You have
want to do what you do. You know, it's our ultimate goal to make self happy.
Amen. Amen. You telling that truth. You better not depend on nobody else to be happy in life. Because you only have one life. And it's yours.
Right. Right.
You better not let
You know, and in that movie, go ahead.
Go ahead. Which movie?
I was going to say in that movie, The Secret, at the end, the woman, she has cancer, and that's what
uh-huh.
she talked about, how important it was for her to transition through
right.
happiness. She had to find, even if she had to go and rent movies to laugh, that made her laugh, comedies that made her laugh, just stuff.
That's right.
You know?
So, well, I tell
that's the truth.
That's true. Because I've been there with the cancer, I'll say the big C. I've had a health challenge with the big C. And the way I dealt with it was I knew that I had an illness. But what I did was I said, Lord, you're going to tell me when I have to do this. And when I got my mind right and my body and my spirit right, I went. And I went to the doctor and I said, what are we going to do about this? And he absolutely told me, what do you need done? What do you think you need done? Because they're not just into the knife nowadays. They're into listening to you spiritually, mentally, physically, and everything, and all the test results and the whole nine yards. But you have to educate yourself. So what I did was I said, let's do this. And I went to chemo. I went to the therapies. I went to whatever I had to do. And then I went to the Lord. And I sat there and I said, God, now it's in me, and I'm not blaming anybody for this because this is just part of life. Because with all environmental things going on and stuff, it doesn't have to be for God punishing you and you did this. No. We live in a world where all kinds of things are going on, and all kinds of stuff is in the atmosphere, the water, the food we eat. So you don't know what causes what. So what I did was I just said, Lord, I give myself over to you. Whatever your will for my life, so be it, Lord. I have no problem with the power of life and death. I can live today, die tomorrow. I'm in your hands. And I just prayed in my prayer, healing scriptures and things like that. And one day, and when I was doing chemo, I actually ended up being ministering to people, telling them how to stay lifted, how to live, how to enjoy life, how to not get gloom and doom, you know. And, I mean, it was just refreshing and uplifting to see the light come in their face from young people to old people. I ministered.
Right.
And I'm telling you, it was fulfilling for me. Now, one day I left the chemo session, and I walked to my door, and I was going in my house, and the Holy Spirit engulfed me and said, it is done. And I'm like, what's done to myself, you know? And then when I went back for my last session, which I didn't know was going to be my last session, they said to me, well, Miss E, it is done. It is finished. And I said, my Lord. You see what I'm saying?
That's a wonderful thing.
And sure enough, I've been cancer-free for 7 years. So I'm saying anything is possible. You just get your mind. So I want to tell y'all thank you for your show. Because your show is blessing a lot of people and it's reaching a lot of people. And thank you for
allowing me. Well, we really enjoy it.
And just remember, worship of the masterful creator begins with a grateful heart. So have a grateful heart every morning you wake up. And
thank your
spiritual leader, whomever your spiritual leader is, whether it's Buddha, Allah, Christian, whatever, you know, just worship in it. And put yourself on your level, your plane, your mentality, and live.
Thank you, Missy. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Y'all have a good evening.
You too. Blessings always.
Always to you and your family.
Thank you. We accept them.
You know, that's a beautiful testimony, Jules, because, and even those persons who feel like, you know, they don't believe in the G-O-D or, you know, I mean, if you believe in love, and that's a big one, you know, turn yourself over to the love, to the vibration of love. Or, like Jules and I say, good orderly direction. Just turn it over to that. Sit down with that vibration of love and warmth and envelope yourself with those feelings. We all know at one time or another what it feels like, the warmth of love. And just lay in that vibration. When you wake up in the morning, lay in that vibration. When you go to sleep at night, lay in that vibration as you unfold yourself around yourself. It's a beautiful thing. You know, I had a friend whose mother died of the big C, as Miss E says, and it was considered hereditary in her family. And when she got it, she at first was smitten with depression, and I was the only person that she would allow to let see her with her hat removed when her hair was no longer there. And then one day she came bouncing into my apartment. I said, well, what's gotten into you? You all cheerful and spicy. She said, because I decided today that I am not my mother. And just because my mother died from this thing, this is another year, this is a new year, a new day, and I am not my, as a matter of fact, I think I'm going to write a book, and the book's going to be entitled, I Am Not My Mother. And that's how she got through what she was going through, you know? So there are many ways. Then there's that bucket list thing. You know the bucket list, Jude? You ever see that movie, The Bucket List, where these old guys sat around and wrote down what they wanted to do before they died? Well, I'm going to tell you, if you don't tell your essence, your spirit, your soul, that there's some stuff you want to do, I mean, you know, when you sit around and you ain't got nothing to do, then there's no reason to be. You need to get a list going. And I'm going to tell you, I firmly believe that to no end. I make me a list because I intend to buy an RV. I want an RV. You know, I keep saying I'm going to Australia. That's on my list, to go to Australia. So, you see, as long as it takes me to do this stuff, that's how long I'm going to live. All right?
Right. And everyone out there needs to respect that old movie. Well, it's not that old. Where Forrest Gump, and he said, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know which one you're going to get. And I believe that also, you know, just like you say the bucket list, you know, you never know which one you're going to get first. As long as you have this bucket list going, that's how long you're going to live, because when you remove one, you can always add another one. You know what I'm saying? Remove another one and put on another one, and you just keep on living. You know, I have a grandmother, and she is 87 years old, and this month is her birthday, and she
85.
Is so beautiful. Excuse me?
85 going on 86.
Okay, I'm sorry, Grandma. If you're out there listening, I am so sorry. But everyone wants to see my grandmother, and I show her picture. She is so beautiful, Jewel. She is so beautiful. And I say, okay, thank you. You know, can we see another picture of your grandma? And I'm like, isn't she beautiful? My grandmother is so young looking, and she is on my bucket list because you know what? I haven't seen her house in I don't even know how long in her environment, and I want to see that table that we used to snap peas, like those string beans. Remember, snap. And I think she's the only one I ever known to snap, and taught me how to snap. So, I mean, that's for you, Grandma. Happy birthday out there. She's on my bucket list. So.
Aw, that's so sweet.
On a lighter moment, that is. My mom's birthday's this month. My daughter's birthday's this month. My grandma's birthday's this month. I just love you all. I love you all. And living life on life's terms, I think the children under the age of 5, they know it the best. They know it the best because I saw a little girl, and you know how you always say, get out your nose. Get out your nose. That is so nasty. Well, that's not nasty to them, you know. They don't know about the tissue thing, you know. They're just living life on life's terms. And I looked at her. Why do little babies always pick their nose? And she looked at me, 2 years old, because we have boogers. And I just looked at her because I wasn't expecting her to say anything. She said, because we have boogers. And it was like, duh, Jules, we have buggers, you know. Just give me some tissue. So we have to look at these children because they are becoming smarter. And I think they're becoming smarter to teach us a new way of living.
Absolutely.
You know.
I tell you about my
3-year-old
granddaughter.
Go ahead.
I tell you how she was sitting there, and I was asking her why she didn't eat her vegetables. Well, you didn't finish eating this, and I started asking, well, why? Why don't you want to be strong? And she just looked at me. She's only just turned 3. She says, Grandma, Mommy doesn't ask me all these questions. And I mean, it was like, okay. I guess Mommy just said, if you don't want to eat it, throw it in trash. But you're right. They're just so matter of fact, and they're in the moment. They are in the moment.
Right.
You know, you just let me finish my bucket list.
Oh,
I
my
put
goodness.
My bucket,
go ahead.
See, I put my bucket list on air. Then it's like archived forever.
Okay, good.
It's archived forever. Okay, we're not even Australia.
Yes,
Australia.
Here we go.
And see, these are not just for me. See, when you got a bucket list, this is not just things that I want to do because I want to get pleasure doing. These are things that I want to get pleasure doing with other people. Like the RV, going to Australia, I want to get pleasure doing this with my grandchildren because we talk about Australia all the time. I want to go to Joplin, Missouri to visit a friend of mine, a very dear friend, who's going to have her 72nd birthday in June. I want to meet my life mate. Now, that would make somebody else very happy if I met my life mate. You know what I'm saying? And we traveled together. That would make them happy and make me happy. I'd be making them happy, and I'd be happy. I would like to lose 30 pounds, Jules, so I can run track and field in the Senior Olympics. Okay.
Wow.
The Senior Olympics. Run. And I would like to own a spiritual retreat center on some land that I own. So I can hire some people. They can have some jobs. I mean, I got a list going, girlfriend. I'll probably put this list on my altar tonight. Let the ancestors, you know. No, I'm serious about this. I put it on the altar. I'm serious about it.
Right.
So.
Wow.
I've had
Are you
a good
out
evening.
Of breath? Oh, my goodness, yes. The bucket list.
I think about what I want to do, and I just get tired thinking about it because it's just so, how you say, so active, so creative, so all about doing things.
Right.
Just doing. Well, we talked to Miss E, and she let us know what it's like. And that was a good thing. And
I really
we had quite a few
listeners. I really I really enjoy Missy. This is not the first time that we spoke to her. And when she speaks, it's like she speaks to us, and not only does she speak to us, but she also speaks to our listeners. And she is really, really pleasurable. I really enjoy speaking to her. And she has become a listener that is part of us. You know, she's part of us now, and it's just really nice to know that she's out there and she loves what we're all about.
Absolutely. So I guess everyone knows that we feel that when one says it is what it is, can be taken to be the stand of a person who feels victimized, or we can choose to turn it into an opportunity. I think another thing we've learned tonight is worrying won't stop the bad stuff from happening. It just stops you from enjoying the good.
Right. And I believe, Duchess, that if you know something about someone who takes it is what it is in a negative, and you know something about it, they need to know. They need to know what you know. You know what I'm saying? Because it could have been changed. It could have been changed if they changed who they were in the beginning.
Right.
They need to know.
And the other thing is, when you're caught up in some types of things or discomfort in your life, don't hide it. Find someone that you can trust to share it with. Share it with them, because you never know. They may have ideas to help you that you never dreamed of. You know, someone was saying to me today that they were going to move and they didn't know about prices with U-Haul and that kind of thing. And I was able to say to them, if you don't have a lot to move, you can rent a U-Haul for $19.95 for the day. I just did. And if you don't know how much it's going to cost per mile, just Google that. Look up in Google and see how the distance between point A to point B and how many miles there is in between, and times that by 0.59. You never know who has the answer to the questions that you may have floating around in your head that's driving you crazy, or who may not have gone through, who may have gone through the same identical surgery you're about to go through, who may have gone through whatever experience. And that's what our Creator puts us here for, too, you know, to be comfort to one another.
Right.
To share with one another. The greatest joy knowing that I still have my mother on one side of me, so I can learn about the maturing experiences I may face when I get that age, and I have the youth of my daughter on the other side of me, so I can stay, how do you say, centered, or I can stay in touch with where I used to be and what it was like, without me going back there and dwelling in a depressed way. I know a little bit about what to look forward to, and I know a little bit about, remembering what happened. I can stay in my present and enjoy who I am right now, because, you know, if I get out of hand, one of them will tell me, "Mom, you're acting too young, Mom. Oh, this is what happens, you know, like go to AARP and find out about this." And get out of here, Ma, is that what I can do? Yes, go to AARP right now, because they have the answer to that question you're looking for, because she's already done it. So let me go and do it. You know, it's like, it's a fascinating thing when we start looking at how wonderful it is when it is. So, remember the time when you were in love and you had, this is an attitude question.
Oh,
when you were in love and you had a favorite song that just made you feel all wonderful and bubbly inside.
And bubbly,
you know,
yes.
Yeah, when you heard that song, you were all, yeah, just all aglow and everything. That favorite song. Now,
yes.
Hold that song in your head. Now, you done broke up and they done did you wrong. They done crushed you.
She's not just talking to me. She's talking to all of y'all out there. So
they crushed,
don't
they
make
crushed
fun
you.
Of me.
They
okay.
done crushed you. Hold that song in your head. How do you feel about that song now?
I don't like it.
They cheated on
oh,
you.
Oh, Lord.
The relationship
Let's move on.
Is over. How do you feel about that song now? Did the song change? Or did you change? You changed. Your attitude
yes,
changed.
I guess
so.
It's
you
me.
See, it's not the things that, you know, we have to change our attitude. It's the attitude that we have towards different things.
Right. Okay.
Where are we going?
I don't know if the caller came back or...
Where we go? Where we going? We're going to do a animal card tonight?
Of course. That is my favorite. That's my favorite. The animal
and
card.
And the baby is still asleep?
The baby has been picked up by the daddy.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that part.
Yes, yes.
Okay, I want to share with everybody our disclaimer. The information we share here will never be offered as medical advice and should not be considered medical advice or treatment, nor religious doctrine. And it's not intended to replace a one-on-one relationship with a qualified healthcare professional. Always seek the advice of a physician or other qualified healthcare professional regarding any mental condition or treatment. And I don't have anything further to say on the topic, Jewels.
Neither do I.
Do you? You sure?
Nope, neither do I. I think that this
no
topic
more wonderful
was
words.
Great. I do. This was a great topic.
Yes, it was. Animal card, do your thing.
Okay, sure. I want everyone to vibe with me and think. I want everyone to think on what they feel that they want an animal card to share with them. And, Duchess, go ahead and pull a card for them.
Okay, got it. Oh. Oh. Okay, we have moose. I like moose. Moose help me honor the gifts I can give and recognize my worthiness long as I live. Moose is self-esteem. Let's see what Moose has to say. It says, if you have chosen the Moose card, you have reason to feel good about something you have accomplished on your journey. This may be a habit you have broken, a completion of some sort, insight on a goal, or a new sense of self that you have fought hard to earn. It is a time of feeling harmonious pride and of recognizing those who aided you in the process. One good exercise in Moose medicine is to write down things that you can love about yourself and your progress in life. Then apply these same things to friends, family, coworkers, and life. Don't forget to share the findings with others. They need the encouragement as much as you do. So you know what? That's like going back, Jules, to that buy a stack of thank you cards. Buy a nice pack of thank you cards and get some stamps. And start writing to people and sharing with people the love you have for them, the memories that you have that you once shared with them. I've written thank you cards to people that I work with like 20 years ago when we did some community service work, and it was a coup. We won. We had a strong show there, and they've written me back. You never can tell, so do that for yourself, especially when you're feeling down. Jules, before I read thoughts from notes from the universe, we have time for one more caller. We got a caller?
Yes, we do. Caller, hold
like
on.
Go
ahead, caller.
Good evening. Am I the caller?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to come on and say one last thing to you, and I'm off. What I wanted to say, speaking on your topic, living life on life's terms again, I have three things to say. It is what it is, Jules. And what you must do is organize, off to all your callers, organize your life around your dreams. That includes the bucket list. Now, that shows I'm listening. And taking notes.
Okay.
Also, I want you to know that anyone who never had past experience, who never makes mistakes, who never did anything that's worthy, has no life. Because we all had past mistakes. So even when it sucks, remember that nature, time, patience, three great healers when life sucks.
Okay.
And say hello to the birthday women in your family. Especially
thank
the one
York
and your daughter and your mother. Say hello.
Okay.
That's all I wanted to say.
Wow, Jules. Okay, have a good evening.
You too.
Wow, Jules, you have a fan.
Thank you.
I'm loving
okay.
it.
Okay.
You do too. You do too, Bucket List.
Thank you.
Thank
good night.
You.
You've
good
always
night.
Been. Good night.
Okay, go ahead. Gotcha.
Wow, Jules. Well, before we close, I'm going to give you a thought from the universe. It says, do you realize that everyone, absolutely everyone on this planet, grumpy office workers, arguing children, fickle spouses, the narrow-minded, the extremists, all think they're doing their very best? So how do you get through to someone who thinks they're doing their very best? How would someone get through to you? Because we all believe we're doing our very best. So how they will get through to us is how we need to get through to them, with patience, with gratitude, with love. And with that, I'm saying thanks a lot, Sweet Patootie, for another wonderful visit. I enjoy doing this with you.
Thank you. I'll see you next
doing
weekend.
This with you. Yes, you will. That's right. You're coming for a
yes.
visit.
Yes,
oh,
happy
God.
Birthday. Duchess's birthday is on Monday, everybody. Happy birthday.
Oh.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Monday meaning tomorrow, everybody. I don't know, you know.
Yes.
It's tomorrow. This Monday,
yes.
Not next Monday, not last Monday. Yeah. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to do something nice for myself. Okay. You take
all righty.
Care.
You better.
Bye, everybody out there. We really enjoy having you out there, and our board was all lit up tonight. That means there was a whole bunch of y'all listening.
Right. Even on the email side, we had some people
had
out there
room?
On the emails. Yes, the chat room was there.
Chat room was busting open. Okay. Hope you enjoyed us, because we sure enjoy you. You take care, and I'm saying good night. This is Duchess signing off. Have a good day.
This is Jewel signing off also. Peace and blessings. Thank you.